most important part. You know, got to cut down on the penalties like always, but we feel good about this win and hopefully we can continue into next week.
I guess tired of seeing all those yellow flags and just hanging down on the ground. I mean,
yeah, it's definitely tough, but, you know, our team has found a way to keep battling and keep fighting back, and, you know, we've been able to come over with a few weeks, so, I mean, excuse me, a few wins, but, you know, maybe that's just because, you know, our aggressive defense and the nature of it, but at the same time, we do need to cut down on them, but, you know, like I said, we're going to enjoy this win and hopefully take that momentum in the next week.
What was sacked by you tonight? What were they giving you or what were you taking?
A little bit of both, you know. I'd like to think, you know, I got after him a little bit. Same with everyone else on the D-line. I know the, you know, Cullen and, you know, Pick and Jolly were all creating opportunities for me, pushing the quarterback out of the pocket. But, you know, like I said, you know, the defense is really clicking now, and we're all buying into it. And, you know, it's perfect because we're finishing the season, you know, on the rise. And, like I said, I hope to continue with this momentum.
How'd you feel you get back off of this after the 17-14?
I mean, that's difficult, obviously, when you give up, you know, two turnovers offensively and then come back with two strikes. But, you know, like I was saying earlier, we, as a defense, we take pride in the fact knowing that it's up to us. We need to shut them down and give the ball back to our offense. So, you know, there was a momentum shift their way, but, you know, we ultimately took that away and gave it right back to us.
Ravens have such a reputation. You guys play well. Chance to show everyone else. You guys got a really solid team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know the Ravens have been known for having a hard nose, just a tough defense, just a tough team. So we want to come out here and prove that we belong with them, and maybe even show that, you know, we're better than them. So I think you know, we definitely came out and executed and had some you know, some key turnovers and key plays, and like I said, came away with a win. So you can't be you know, nothing wrong with that.
How have you guys lost Al Harris and Aaron Evans to miss a
beat on D? Yeah, well, I mean, we got guys who are willing to step up. You know, if you're in this level now, you know, you're a good player. And, I mean, we've had a, you know, some great play from the rookies. I know Jerris was in there, Brad Jones obviously getting a start, BJ. So, you know, we got guys all over the field. But, you know, guys are just willing to step up and take on that role. You know, but anytime you lose two Pro Bowl caliber guys, you need guys to really step up, and that's what we've been able to do. And there hasn't been a drop off.
And BJ seems like he's coming on lately too, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, with the, you know, beginning of the year with his ankle injury and whatnot, and becoming a, you know, more familiar with the scheme, he's definitely making an impact. And I think you see that week in and week out with the plays and which he makes. So, you know, we're looking forward to his progression and you know, for him to be here for a long time.
You feel good as a pair of rookies, kind of both stepping up and playing well at this point?
Yeah, we definitely take pride in the fact that you know, as rookies, we're kind of, you know, closer with one another than you know, maybe with the rest of the team, just because, you know, you're part of a fraternity in which we're all, you know, all the same class. So it's definitely special when those guys are making plays. You feel a little more amped up, a little more happy for them. But, you know, at the same time, we're, you know, it's a team game. We all came out and executed today and got a win.
Clay, you guys were rolling pretty good there, and then things get interesting, but then you respond to the adversity. You think that's a kind of an important growth opportunity for you guys as you...
Yeah, absolutely. We were riding a, you know, wave of momentum with a 17-0 lead, and, you know, like that, it was 17-14. So we really had to, you know, look deep within ourselves and take it upon us, not only as a team, but specifically as a defense, to come out there, shut them down 3-0, and give the ball back to our offense and let them make plays, in which they did all night. So, you know, I thought we did a good job doing that, and, you know, as you can see from the end result.